Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace, a lot more grit, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something truly powerful. Building resilience through emotional fitness. Ever feel like you're constantly being tossed around by life's curveballs? You know that feeling when a minor setback feels like an epic takedown? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. We've got the power to build resilience, to become those mental and emotional ninjas who can bounce back from anything life throws our way. Now, let's get real for a second. Building resilience isn't about becoming some emotionless robot who never feels anything. It's about developing the tools and awareness to navigate your emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between, with strength, clarity, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So how do we get there? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will turbocharge your emotional fitness. Number 1. Embrace vulnerability. I know, vulnerability is weakness, right? Wrong. Being vulnerable isn't about wearing your heart on your sleeve for the world to see. It's about being honest with yourself about your feelings and acknowledging that you don't have all the answers. It's about understanding that asking for help when you need it isn't a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. Think of vulnerability like a superpower. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live more authentically. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? It sounds simple enough, right? But in our fast-paced world, it's easier said than done. Mindfulness is all about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing the sensations in your body, the thoughts running through your mind, and the emotions bubbling up within you. Think of it as a mental muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. And believe me, that strength comes in handy when life throws you those curveballs. Number 3. Cultivate a growth mindset. This one's about embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of saying, I can't, try, how can I? Instead of dwelling on setbacks, focus on what you can learn from them. Remember, failures are not the opposite of success, they are part of the journey. And every stumble is a chance to get back up stronger and wiser. Fourthly, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Cultivating meaningful relationships with friends, family, and even colleagues provides us with a support system, a sense of belonging, and a reminder that we're not alone in this crazy journey called life. So make time for the people who matter most, nurture those relationships, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. And finally, number 5. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about making time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Think of self-care as an investment. The more you put into it, the more you get back. Okay, now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, stress levels sky high, and suddenly your boss throws another curveball your way. Your initial reaction? Maybe panic, frustration, or even anger. But hold on. Remember what we talked about today? You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and channel your inner mindfulness ninja. You break down the task into manageable steps, reach out to a colleague for support, and remember to prioritize self-care by taking a quick walk outside before diving back in. You emerge from the experience feeling empowered, calm, and ready to conquer anything else life throws your way. That's the power of emotional fitness. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to build resilience through emotional fitness. Remember, this isn't about becoming superhuman overnight. It's a journey, a continuous process of learning, growing, and evolving. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from it. Leave us a review, join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this momentum going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.